The video on my channel that has a racking of 200,000 views on my channel and is known as IAPY. IAPY is also known as I'll Always Protect You. Now, that video is a GLMM, which stands for Gotcha Life mini movie. And if you have not seen that video already, I recommend go watching it. It is 15 minutes long, and then coming back. I'll wait 5 seconds. You're back? Great. Hi. Nice to see you again. My name is Lila Bear, but I am also known as Girl Discusses Topics, and welcome back to this podcast of Listen If You Dare. Now this episode 1, is going to contain lots of spoilers, so make sure that you go watch the video and come back. But assuming that you have already watched it, I will get on with the episode. So, the video starts off talking about our main character, our main male character, Lucifer, also known as Lucien, and he is born with a defect or a disability where he can't stop crying. And I'll get to that in a second. Keep that as a reminder. We then talk about how 5 years later, when the children are 5 years old, his twin sister, Lucira, she is the female main character, and Lucifer and Lucira are playing with their cousin. His name is Keith. His last name is Cuzzy. Just don't want to get that confused. They're playing on a playground, they're toddlers, and then the moms talk for a while, and they find out that Keith and his mom are going to move away for 10 years and then come back. 10 years later, he comes back to school. Lucira doesn't know that it's him until later up in the episode, and there's a Sweet Home Alabama moment when we reveal that Lucira has a crush on him, even though he is her cousin. It's just a weird thing, and then Lucifer gets bullied, and Lucira gets bullied, and at the very end of the episode, you see Lucifer in the bathroom with blood all over his body, and oh my gosh, it's interesting. And also, Lucifer has to wear a mask to make sure that he doesn't get bullied, but he gets bullied anyway, so it's kind of counterintuitive. It doesn't really work. Yeah, so about, now let's start, that was basically the whole recap of the episode. I have an episode 2 of the series, but I might wait until the next episode of this podcast to talk about that one. It deals with other characters that are the bullies of episode 1, it talks about their side of the story. Mostly a character, his name is Hideyoshi, or Hirayoshi, but his dad calls him Hira for short. We talk about Hira's side of the story, and I might talk about that in the next episode. But the thing about Lucifer is, like I said earlier, and I told you to take note about it, is that he has a problem that he was born with where he can't stop crying, like his tear ducts are overfilled. And they just keep streaming down his face, even if he's not sad or crying at all. But you would assume that if he cried more, like if he's actually sad and he actually cried, yes, he would. It would be worse. It would be a lot worse. And about that episode, I was actually born with a similar problem, where my tear ducts were overfilled, and the doctor asked my mother if she wanted to remove my tear ducts, and she said no because she doesn't want me to get bullied when I get older. So yeah, that was actually the inspiration behind IAPY, I took it, a piece of my own life and put it into a story. And also the whole, I also made it more interesting because people talk about how guys shouldn't cry and that kind of thing. So I was like, ooh, ideas, interesting. Talk about a guy who cries all the time. Not on purpose. Guy who cries all the time. And implant it with my own life where I had overflow tear ducts when I was born. And put it into a story. Some of you guys may have known about that. Some of you guys may have not. Now, the secrets behind what I didn't put in the episode. So, I may have told you guys that if I made an episode 3 of IAPY, that it'd be all about Lucifer, and it would be all about, just all about him, because episode 1 mainly focuses on Lucira, even though Lucifer is actually the all-knowing main character. And I wanted to talk about in episode 3, this is a huge spoiler, but I'm never going to put it into a YouTube video as an episode, but I was going to have one where Lucira actually dies. Yeah. And this is, and because Lucira is Lucifer's best friend and his twin sister, this was gonna be a huge thing for him, and it's gonna be just, he'll just be depressed, and Keith is gonna comfort him in the hallways, and other stuff. And originally, when I made this GLMM, I was actually thinking about making it voice acted, but I decided not to because I thought that I wouldn't find enough male voice actors to play the roles, especially Lucifer. Now, a lot of you are gonna be really mad about that, and you're like, but Annika, but Lee, you're actually making a new series known as They're Watching. I recommend watching the trailer when it comes out in the first episode. You're making a new series called They're Watching with male voice actors. But yeah, I didn't know about Casting Call Club and that kind of thing before I made the episode. So I just didn't put voice actors in. Even though I love IAPY and I love the series, I just don't have any more motivation for it, and I just want to discontinue it. And I'm not going to get into episode 2. Like I said earlier, I'm going to be, might be talking about that in the next episode of this podcast. But yeah, Lucira ends up dying because, one of the factors, I'm not going to talk about it in episode 2, never mind, I can't say anything, but, she dies from going to the beach, and her friends give her a dare to go into the ocean and just go in the bottom of the ocean for 8 minutes, or hold her breath for 8 minutes and then come back up. Well, what happens is she ends up drowning, and then Lucifer gets all mad about it, and he blames her friends, and they're like, oh, we don't know, we haven't seen her, like, they don't give a crap. And he gets really mad, and he gets her out of the ocean, and he finds out she doesn't have a pulse, and he goes crazy, and he gets really mad, and he gets depressed and all these different emotions. Now, I don't want to get into too much of my private life, but when I was born, I also, well, before I was born, while I was in the womb, I actually, I had no heartbeat until I was born. So, again, implanting my own life into the story. And the story of IAPY actually focuses on the love of siblings. And I wanted to talk about the love of siblings more than romantic type stuff. Because you see that, because you can see romantic GLMMs all over YouTube, and it doesn't really focus on sibling love, so I wanted to talk about that, and I wanted to make a story about it, so that's why I did that. Yeah, okay, and then later on I was gonna say how he magically ends up seeing her in his bedroom. Now, I was inspired by Bending in the Ink Machine. I have never played the game Bending in the Ink Machine, but I was actually inspired by this because I saw, I think, either Jacksepticeye. I think it was Jacksepticeye. Yeah, I think it was Jacksepticeye. He was playing Bending in the Ink Machine. I was like, huh. So I wanted to talk about how Lucifer goes to his bedroom later on in the story. Maybe it's late episode 3, maybe episode 4, which is not going to happen, but he goes into his bedroom and he sees Lucira sitting there. Her skin is white, her hair is black, and she's just sitting there, but she looks like her, but he's like, are you dead? Can I touch you? Sounds like 13 Reasons Why, if you've ever seen that. Are you dead? Can I touch you? And she's like, yeah, you can. Or she's, or I was also thinking that she would not give a straight answer. But he would ask her, like, are you dead? Because I saw you dead on the beach, on the ground. I tried to give you CPR. You wouldn't wake up. You didn't have a pulse. And I wanted to say, my plan was that Lucira was going to respond with, yeah, I was technically dead, but when I was at the bottom of the ocean, I consumed seaweed or some type of ink or toxic waste that helped her live. And in order to survive, she has to drink ink, which is where I got Bending the Ink Machine from. And so her brother always, and so her twin brother always tries to go around and get ink from other people so that his sister can survive. So yeah, that is, do not steal my ideas. but yeah, that was what was going to happen, but it didn't happen. But like I said, I'm going to be talking about, maybe I'll talk about episode 2, in the next episode. Now with IAPY, I actually made a whole script, like a book, and four pages front and back was the first episode. And I tried to go off the script and write down what I wanted to happen, and when I animated it, or put it into Gotcha and put in the screenshots and stuff, I would just cross it out. And there's still a lot more. Maybe in third episode of this podcast, I'll talk more about the script and what's in it. Because that's interesting, because not even everything that's in the script happened, and everything, and part of the reason why I stopped IAPY was because everything in the script did not make into IAPY, and what I was thinking of other ideas, and it made everything that I wanted to happen in IAPY go in a completely different direction. But the whole thing about Hirayoshi, but I'll talk about him later in the next episode because I don't have enough time. I think there is another thing I wanted to talk about, but I don't remember. I might talk about that later. This video, IAPY, I think is the thing I was going to talk about earlier. IAPY actually took me about 2 months. The first episode, the one that has 200,000 views, that one took about 2 months for me to create, and I talked to my friend, and they always wanted it to come out, and then 2 months later, it finally came out. It was amazing. I loved it. I instantly got lots of comments from it, and I was looking at my analytics, and it was talking about how there are this many, it was like 200 views in the first few seconds, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. It reminds me of another video I made. Might talk about that later, but it is called Baby with a Gun, and it's another one of my very popular videos. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this first episode of Listen If You Dare. Join me next week as I talk about probably episode 2 of, and the secrets of episode 2 of IEPY.